This is Side Hustle Radio. This is Side Hustle Radio.
Okay, trademark.
Cue the trademark. Hey, what's up, everybody? You know who this be. No, that's not, I'm not that dude.
What are you going to say? What's the difference between you doing that, doing your thing, and me doing skrrr and
Yeah,
that's your ad lib.
Oh, that's my ad. No, yeah, that's my ad lib. And everybody like, well, you know, that sound French Montana. No, French Montana is more like eh. He's more like an Australian type.
Is it? No, No, Yin Yang changes.
Rick Ross is,
Shout out Rick Ross.
Master P is
Rick Ross.
Oh, that's right. His album dropped this week.
Yes, sir.
Listen to it. He had a lot of collabs on there.
Yeah. We had this discussion that him being from the South, he doesn't sound like a South rapper.
He's not a South rapper.
What is
he? He's a Midwest rapper.
Since when?
Since his character's from the Midwest. Boom, 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 shots fired.
You saying he's an actor?
He's an actor. Come on. Everybody knows that's not his stage name. Well, that's his stage name. But you know the story. He got that from another artist. Our Rick Ross.
The real Rick Ross. Freeway. Yeah, Ricky Ross.
Yeah, Freeway. What'd you say? Yeah, Mr. Officer Ross.
Cricket Officer.
Yeah, so he's an actor.
He's an imposter.
He's an actor.
Yeah, he is.
So that's why he don't sound like a South rapper. He don't sound like a South rapper because he's not, because he's portraying someone from the Midwest.
His story is interesting, though.
Who? Which one? The real Rick Ross?
Freeway Ricky Ross.
The beard one.
They both got beards.
The lemon pepper chicken one.
Oh, okay. The big one. Oh, the big one. Big Rosé.
You know me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. His Maybach. Whole story was like crazy.
Mr. Maybach.
Yeah, he spoke about him almost dying on the record. The Maybach music record.
Oh, was that last year, right? When he was, is that the issue about last year?
Yeah.
Because I remember going home. I was getting page after page. Yeah, I'm talking about my age now. I was getting text after text. Man, Rick just died. Rick just died. I'm like, huh?
Rick James?
No, Rick Ross. You get paid. I'm like, what the hell? Wait. I'm like, who's texting me?
Rosé?
Like,
Rosé?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Rosé. Rick Ross.
Rosé.
Or which one? Ricky Ross or Rosé? Gotta pick a choice. Who you like better?
I like Rick Ross. Yeah.
The same person. He never changed his style. He do the same thing every time.
Oh yeah, he never changed his style. That's the thing, that you know, he's a Midwest rapper.
So you don't have to worry about him going from Common Sense to Common, or Machiavelli to Tupac, or
yeah, he don't. He play Rosé somewhere.
Or Rosé. Drake. What y'all call Drake?
Champagne Poppy. Or Mossy Ball Suit.
Aubrey.
Yeah, Aubrey.
So you have an alien.
Degrassi.
You got aliens.
Wheelchair Sam. What's his character?
I was going to say, they even dear white people.
That's what you called him, Wheelchair Charlie.
Yeah, Wheelchair Charlie, yeah.
We waiting on him next. Waiting on that new Drake album to
drop. Oh, no, we're not.
Because that little Drake, whatever, best of, unreleased. I don't hate. I'm not going to hate. Because there are a lot of people who love Drake like that. And they could tell me off top. That's those are songs that were not on any of his albums. I wouldn't know. I'm not that deep with Drake like that. So
no, I'm not.
So
not no more.
Oh wow, used to be diehard Drake.
Yeah, I used to be diehard Drake, but you know, just too much. Okay, so we have a guest on this evening. We have Kaz from Northside, but North City. We have Kaz from North City coming in.
Coming in from the north side of the 614, for sure.
Wow. No, that God. People and their memes, man. That's, oh God. Okay, coming from the north side, we have Kaz coming to the building, and Kaz is come. We're me and Sunshine. We're Northsider, so we're Northsider to the day. We die.
Yeah, that little last week, you know, he gave love to the South Side though, because you know they're partnering crime from the South Side.
So sorry,
Southfield Drive all day.
Okay, full disclosure: I'm not North Side, so I die. I'm Whole Foods and Trader Joe's. That's all I want in Clown Cone.
Oh, in Clown Cone.
I'm a zone person. I have very specific zones.
She's a zone person.
We don't have anything on the South Side. Busy B.
Y'all have nothing on the South Side, man.
Shout out to Busy B.
What was
those videos you were watching that day on YouTube? And I was like, who are these people? Then I heard they were naming streets. And I was like, oh my God, are they from Columbus? It was horrible. Oh, it was bad.
I don't know. I don't know what
that was. Some East Side.
All the you got on the South Side is.
No, they were talking about Parsons.
You got zones. They got zones in Parsons now. They got what? A Marie Scramblers. They got
they got Panera.
Panera now. What, yeah. What,
all that
gentrification is going well.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Pause. Everybody just stop right now. Mm-hmm. Because you know your favorite hot chocolate is on Parsons. At the little Chauncey Francey gentrified black people coffee shop.
Oh, Lincoln Cafe?
No. What is the name of that spot? It's on Parsons.
Well, those people who don't know about Columbus, Ohio, there was the South End used to be really rough. But since now there's a Children's Hospital area, it's been changed over to. Well, this goes all over the world, though, because I'm here in New York. It's the same situation. Those, what they call, Blackstones, Brownstones?
Brownstones, yeah.
You know, that used to be considered the hood.
They're working on our area. I keep getting offers every day on this house.
Oh, wow.
And I'm seeing people out here jogging with their Pomeranians and stuff. I'm like, it's happening.
Yeah, there's a lot of different races in the neighborhood now.
Yeah, they're about to gentrify us. I said, if y'all text me one more time trying to make an offer on this house.
But they didn't gentrify me. They didn't gentrify. Well, they just bought the worst from the south and west side and moved to my community, and I felt unsafe.
Shout out to the Upper Cup. Doug's little Chauncey Francey gentrified coffee shop.
The Upper Cup.
On Parsons. It's called the Upper Cup. But it is black owned and they do make a mean hot chocolate.
Oh, okay. I gotta check them out. Upper Cup. Oh, my black coffee shop on
they have a spot in Gahanna.
Yeah, it's called Lincoln Cafe. So okay, that's my spot.
The home of a neighborhood that totally changed from
Mount Vernon.
Mount Vernon.
Mount Vernon
once a black neighborhood. Oh, true black now.
Okay, and speaking of black, quick question about the Lincoln Cafe: do they still offer bean pie?
I'm not sure. I will find out next time I go.
Somebody back there made a mean bean pie.
Yeah, they was doing bean pies because it had different owners.
$475 per slice.
Oh wow!
$475. Carry the one. But it was good.
Hold on. Uh-oh. Here. So am I solo because I never had bean pie?
Bro, we're okay with you.
At your age?
We're...
I would say yes. However,
what? He don't like macaroni
don't
and cheese.
Eat macaroni and cheese.
So
you don't eat. I'm about. Lasagna.
We about to trade you out the race, bro. Yes. I'm telling you, we about to trade you out the race.
I used to say I never dated outside of my race before, but you don't eat macaroni and cheese.
That's sad.
So well, did I really?
You are dating outside your race right now.
I really feel like I am.
I really think
because you know macaroni and cheese. That's one of my things. And I was like, I can make you some macaroni and cheese, he said, and it was in slow motion in my mind.
No. I don't eat macaroni.
What black man don't eat macaroni and cheese? That's like saying, oh,
what
I want
black man don't eat chicken.
He don't eat chicken.
Yeah, I eat chicken, but there are people who don't eat black meat.
So then you understand the gravity of the situation, because macaroni and cheese is the predecessor to chicken in a black household. You got people who will eat the sides, and you got people who eat the sides and won't eat the meat. You don't eat the main side in a black household.
Stereotype. Just like we're all supposed to have watermelon.
Look. Macaroni and cheese will shut down a whole meal. If the wrong person makes the macaroni and cheese, you can ruin an entire holiday season. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's can be ruined just by that one dish.
Yeah, we about to trade you, bro. I swear we are. You're two steps close to being traded.
You know, I was waiting on the pumpkin pie conversation.
Oh yeah, if he said pumpkin pie,
what's wrong with pumpkin pie? Hey, my stepdad. Well, he ain't my stepdad.
Opie Cunningham.
He brought some pumpkin pie to the crib. We was all like, man, we don't eat pumpkin. That pumpkin pie was off the chain.
Let me just be the first to say.
Shout out, Bill Bill.
Bill Bill made some cookies that they should be like, you know, people who try to gain weight and they're like, oh, I just do everything I can. Eat his cookies.
Okay.
But you just can't eat one.
But
he made, what was it, ginger snaps or molasses cookies?
I had the molasses. You can't make ginger snaps.
He made molasses cookies and they were just dumb. But he made a pumpkin pie that would have pleased our ancestors.
Okay. But well, you know, grandma made one pumpkin pie, but she made 20 sweet potato pies.
Exactly. You don't make it a habit. Yeah. And that's just for the reject black people that happen to be the reject.
The deploys in the world. But we're close to trading you.
Let me just say real quick. Pumpkin pie is like, I have a lifelong intifada against pumpkin pie, because pumpkin pie masks itself as sweet potato pie. And if I did it once, I did it a million times, I would always pick the wrong pie. And I came up with a waste not, want not grandma. And once I touched that tip part of it, and I was like, ugh, this is pumpkin. Well, you gotta eat pumpkin.
I never got confused. I just remember I like some dark pie.
I had to drown it in whipped cream to make it palatable. That's why I really have a problem with pumpkin. I'm sorry, let me calm down. Because it's taking me back to an ugly place.
Yeah. So
let me just calm myself.
What's that one actress that we're trying to get rid of out the race?
Stacey.
Yeah, Stacey's ass.
Yeah.
Oh, her cousin over here.
She's the pumpkin pie of black people.
Like the poise over here.
Her cousin is Dame Dash.
No, you her cousin now.
You her cousin now.
Peter, pumpkin eater.
Okay. Hey, let's get to some music real quick, because we got a guest coming on all the way from the north side. Like I said, the north side, this is what we do. And he's going to be in a few seconds, but let's get the song out the way. This is what Kaz will be in the building. Okay. So are we going to listen to some Rick? What are you going to listen to?
I got a new Snoop.
New Snoop?
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen to Snoop. Right. Dog Father. Be right back.
Y'all know he's pumpkin pie now because of Martha Stewart.
How can you not be cool with Snoop?
But I had to go get that cool with him. I had to go sit down with Suge.
On crack, that was my nigga. 18 years old, lost in Logan. Crack money had a nigga open, hoping that rap shit wasn't just cap shit. G-Dub, no Drake, okay, that's cool. But that's old news to niggas like us. Cause if so, he would've signed us off top. But bro, stay solid, so I'ma stay solid to that. Studio every night, to the early morn. Bloods and Crips all moving on one accord. Cuz did that, took death row to the top. My buzz did that, caught that case, came out safe. Blood did that. So through the ups and the downs, real ones know not to kick niggas when they down. Especially when we was down, that nigga picked niggas up. Gang bang on NY stages, hit niggas up. Y'all remember that? Yeah, he did some bullshit, I'm admitting that. But coming at a real crip like he ain't one. Especially when he helped fucking make one on the dead homies. I was at the motherfucking top when I hit my nigga up and said you need to grab pop. Told Daz, hook him up, rush straight up out the box. Here's the gang, here's the beats, here's the keys, here's the locks. Then we hit them niggas. Yes, it was us, cuz. Look around, it still is. Just us, cuz. Dre Rich, Nate Gone, and Ricky too. And look at me, shit, I'm about to turn 50 soon. You always said I'd be a star in the game. Now I got a star on the fucking Walk of Fame. I hopped out, see, walked on my star on the fucking Walk of Fame. In that motherfucking death row chain, nigga. I know you seen that. Shit, a lot of motherfuckers don't know. Shit, nigga, we been cool. This man changed my life. History together. I'm talking about real history, nigga. Like, when they write the history books, they gonna look at this shit like the Great Depression. You know, the stock exchange. This shit is historic, man.
Death Row Records, man, we did that shit, man.
Suge Knight, real nigga, man. I think about all the great shit you did, nigga. Let bygones be bygones. Yeah. What up, Dre? Dash Corrupt, what up, dog? Lady of Rage, RBX, DOC. Nate Dogg, rest in peace. Ricky Harris, rest in peace. DJ Warren G. Dr. Dre. City of Compton. City of Long Beach. Death Row Records will go down in history, nigga. We did that. Yeah, nigga, we did that. Dumb.
I'm really tripping off of this song.
What? Well, you like
he's
it?
He's cool with Suge now.
He's cool with. Well, you know, Suge ain't getting out no time soon. Everybody got to be cool.
He had
with
to him. He had to go sit and talk with Suge.
Yeah, everybody's cool with Suge now. So, well, sort of like that. Suge's in the right place. Hey, that was Snoop. What's the title of the track?
That is Let Bygones Be Bygones.
Okay. Hey, that's on Snoop Dogg. So, like I said, we got a special guest in the building, all the way from the 614. We got Kaz in the building. What's up, Kaz?
Yeah. What's happening? What's happening, y'all?
Hey, family. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing, man? Beautiful out tonight. I'm outside chilling, man.
Oh, you outside chilling?
Oh.
I'm outside chilling, man.
Oh,
great
man.
Out here.
Okay. And Kaz, you part of the...
I'm one fourth of the North City Music Group, you know, but PA, Cold City, shout out to my man Luke. You know, we just out here working, man, just trying to do a little something, man. Pick up where he left off, you know?
So how did y'all all get together?
Well, actually, me and PA and Co, we actually go back about 20 years, something like that, you know, North Side. I always been affiliated with Elevator Music with Rashad and Dion and them. So I always would still be around doing music. I was doing my own thing for the longest. And recently, you know, PA got at me and, you know, had to pitch me this little idea, and I was on board right when he hit me up, because I've always looked up to them over the years, you know?
Oh, okay. That's that North Side.
Yes, sir. They legends around, you know what I'm saying? That in my eyes, like, you know, because they always been doing their thing. They're the ones that pretty much influenced me to pick up a mic and start trying to do something, because, you know, being in Columbus, Ohio, it's like around that time, the early 90s and stuff like that, you know, there wasn't really too many people doing it, like, you know, on a type of level that, you know, you would see on TV and stuff. You know, you'd have your local people that, you know, kind of sounded like, you know, semi-local, like, but they kind of had a different quality and I kind of just always kind of listen to them. They would, like, my man would hit me off their tapes and everything, and then I just happened to live like right around the corner from them. I ended up meeting them, and you know, the rest is history.
Okay.
Side, what? Sorry about that. So when you say North Side, what part of the North Side do you mean specifically?
Well, when I got with them, we was all around the Northland area.
Northland!
You know what I mean?
Valhalla Forest Park.
Yeah. Forest Park, you know. I used to live across the street from Northland Mall over off Heaton Road. I don't know if y'all familiar with Dirty Dungarees.
Oh, yeah. You could go get the laundromat and get a drink at the same time. I need to bring that back.
Or whatever else in there, you know? I used to stay right on that street, man. So I was always right around all of them. So I would hear their stuff around the way.
Yeah, so pretty much
it was always the Forest Park area. Mostly, yeah.
Tattoo Cartel.
Yeah, that's when the tattoo shop used to be right there.
It used to be right on Morse, right by the KFC.
That's where I got my tattoo in the lounge chair from RJ.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s.
That's where I got my first joint at too, man. Mm-hmm. Them is my people.
Okay. Look at the South Side over
another
here.
Another language to me. South Side, I don't know what y'all talking about.
That's the South Side. Yeah, that's always like foreign land to us, man.
Oh, that was a foreign land. It still is a foreign land. That in the West Side.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, you take me out there. I don't know what's going on. I don't know where to go. Nothing. I'm lost out there.
That's how he is up north. I'll be like, okay, well, we're going to go such and such. And he's like, I don't have any idea where I am right now. I don't speak North Side.
I don't speak North Side.
Yeah.
I do. Have you ever have you collaborated with any other people, any other 614 artists so far, outside of your nuclear group?
I've done little things. I've done a couple tracks with people here and there, but for the most part, there's mostly been north people from up north. Like, I've done stuff with Rashad, but mostly been Elevator people. I'm trying to think.
Do you know any Listen sure. ENT people?
What was that?
Listen Entertainment.
Nah. Who's on there?
T. Reese. Oh my God, Johnny Boy. Who else? They performed at Scully's. They done a lot. They're up around like the Mays Road area, Oakland Park, Loretta, Hudson. They're from that area.
I still haven't.
Like South Linden, South Linden people.
Okay. Nah, that's what happened, man.
Okay.
Most of the people, they're mostly around the Forest Park area that I collaborated with. Okay. I've done, you know, we have the audio replay track with Dominique LaRue. I'm not really sure what side she's from. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Dominique LaRue.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, that's Buka's girl.
That's Buka's girl.
Yeah.
Dominique from Columbus?
Yeah.
Okay, we gotta ask her what side she from. She like a West Sider.
I'm not sure.
She like a West Sider.
Guessing, just throwing stuff out there.
No, she like a true East Sider, dude. The way she sounds.
I think she's East Side, isn't she?
She had the East Side. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll find that out. We gotta find that one out. So Kaz, who are some of your influences when it comes to your music?
Pretty much people that have something. Like, I wouldn't call it an old school head. I mean, I think that was just my time, but I definitely was growing up listening to like Nas, Jay, Outkast, The Wu, Boot Camp Flick, Black Moon,
Real Music,
NWA Tribe, NWA Tribe, The Roots, Black Star, pretty much around there, even R&B stuff and D'Angelo, Carl Thomas.
Good music.
Oh God.
Yeah, I was gonna say good music, good influences.
Carl Thomas? Yeah. Who is Carl Thomas?
Yo, man, you know what?
You got to be kidding.
This dude is a Carl Thomas hater, for real. We know that's the next Kim.
Wow, you gotta rise above it. You need to rise above that.
Yeah, he was man. Like, he got some classics, man.
Yeah.
Donnell Jones, all of that, man.
That's oh, yeah. right, yeah.
Carl Thomas is just a generic Joe.
How that's all he's doing. Like Carl Thomas.
Nah.
There's a lot of Carl Thomas hate in here, wow. bro.
Wow. I've known you for how long and I didn't know you had that affliction?
Oh, you ain't know?
How did I not know that?
Every other
Because I'm a big Carl Thomas fan, too. He's always hated on Carl.
Man, Carl Thomas was nice.
Hey,
man.
You got good taste. Don't listen to this guy over here. I don't know what his problem is.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, man, so just okay. So, refocus.
Enough.
So, Kaz, one of the questions they want to know is, how did you get your name?
It's actually my government name.
What?
It's my government name. It's short for Kazuo. My mother's Japanese.
That's what's up.
It's a Japanese name, so it just called me Kaz for short. It's a lot easier for everybody to pronounce.
Kazuo.
You know.
What? Yeah. Oh my god. I never saw that one coming.
Yeah. I like that name. Yeah. My friend's daughter's name is Mizuho.
Man, you could just use your full name. Nice. That would be dope.
They're Japanese too.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, you could just use your full name.
You know, it's always been easier for everybody to understand.
Nope,
you know,
make them understand. Don't shorten your name. Yeah. Make them understand. Yeah. Kazuo. If they can say Tchaikovsky, they can say Kazuo.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope.
That's a beautiful
true.
Name.
That is very true.
Here he is, just thought he was just a light-skinned Carl Malone.
Do you have a Japanese middle name, or did they go with an American middle name for you? Or
Yeah, my middle name is my dad's name, Kevin.
Okay, Kazuo Kevin.
Yeah,
I like that.
Kazuo Kevin Allen, yep.
Oh, wow.
Kazuo, did you say Kevin Allen?
Kevin Oliver.
Okay, Kazuo Kevin Oliver. Okay.
Yeah, yep.
Okay, Alexa.
Alexa thinks we said something to her. So,
yeah,
no.
She's up there tripping right
Girl.
Now.
Girl.
Yeah. She's like, oh, I know Kazuo. I'm like, well, you don't know him.
I like okay. that.
Hey, that's tight. That's tight. So,
oh, wow, so KO. Knockout.
KO.
Yeah, KO. That's one of the aliases. Yeah.
I like that.
Dopeness.
Oh, wow. So, while we talk about this dopeness right now, let's get into one of your tracks.
All right.
So, we got two tracks here. Which track do you want to play first?
We can go ahead and go with your Don't Say. That's just me on there, produced by The Kid Blaze. You look him up, his IG is at The Kid Blaze. That was actually my first time working with him. I heard the beat and I just was like, yo, let me get that.
And
pretty much, and so on and so forth. So,
okay. Here we go. Be right back right after this.
All right.
Straight out the jungle, made of concrete. From government cheese to Dom Pete. From running through these streets with the pocket sweats and long tees. They say the struggle's beautiful, but the hustle look better. If you can weather through the storm, you'll be tougher than leather. And I ain't talking fast money, I'm talking forever. I need something to last for me through every December. Riding through the city with the sun beaming. Drums beating, stunt season, frauds ain't no competing. Penny for my thoughts, dollar for my dreams. Try to not get lost in the finer things. Intuition tell me shit ain't always what it seems. Foot is not up in my jeans, niggas plotting in they scheme. But it's not a thing, every day the usual. They've been on me, eyes open since a juvenile. Now it's love on every avenue I'm cruising down. They say I'm hot and never cooling down. And you don't say. You don't say. Hey. And you don't say. Everybody get that money, nigga, okay. And you don't say. Everybody get that money, nigga, okay. Got my niggas in the building. Some I say we lost it, I restore the feeling. If they switch up on you, they was never real then. Time to get to steppin', yo, before the year end. Days are getting shorter, nights is getting colder. Time to grab my shorty, dip to California. Smoking on that purple rain, that Apollonia.
Fly persona, don't be mad because we styling on you, swerving. On that sucker business show, I had the feelings hurt. Money been the mission, palms is itching, put that work in. Shorty used to diss me, she the first one that I'm swerving. Ain't no competition in this bitch and that's on earth. Let it go to the next episode, I'm reppin' for. All my niggas, y'all might not be checking for. You never know, I keep them up on game. That's the reason why they tell me never change and you don't say. You don't say. Hey, 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 hey. And you don't say. Everybody get that money, nigga, okay. And you don't say. Hey, 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 hey. And you don't say. Everybody get that money, nigga, okay. We go harder, light up the nighttime. Anytime's the right time. No, there ain't no limit to the level that we might climb. Never stay up in my lane, I'm swerving over white lines. Many come around with hella style, but nothing like mine. Pinky ring, Remy on the rocks. Sounds banging through your speaker box. Might not say too much when I'm around, but still I peep a lot. Niggas switching up their tone depending if they deep or not. But it don't matter either way, cause they get dog get equal shit, and that's a promise. Always told the bad boys move in silence. And always put that money up. See, we don't do consignment. We hustle hard to guarantee we never lose them commas. While y'all be frontin' for them bras, my nigga, use a novice. Yo, sittin' clean is our routine, barely hit the scene. Half of y'all I seen be living lives, we try to live the dream. So win or lose, I'm tryin' to stay up on my P's and Q's. Because a blind man can see my niggas been the truth, nigga.
Fuego! Hey, that is Kaz. And do we have him on live still?
That was nice.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, there we go. We make sure we still had you. Oh my goodness. Oh man. Oh,
definitely banger right there, bro.
That is a banger. We'll sit here and talk about your cadence. Who's that produced by again?
That's by the Kid Blaze.
Kid Blaze.
The Kid Blaze. He's on Instagram at the Kid Blaze. He's been doing a lot of production for like R&B stuff lately, but that's who did the beat for that.
Okay,
where's Kid Blaze from? From Columbus?
He's from the Northside, I believe. Actually,
Northside love.
Of course. I mean, that's the first time I actually worked with him and I actually met him and everything. So yeah, it just happened to be a little connection that PA made. So because we've been working with a lot of people, we've been working with the Kid Blaze. My man Nicotine from Elevated Music, and also AU, the audio unit, and we got some stuff coming with Jay Rawls as well.
Man, your cadence was sick in there, man. I swear, man, you just broke things down. Man, I just said the flow was sick. Your cadence was sick.
I appreciate it, man. Definitely.
So when we gonna get some more heat from you, everybody's dropping at the same time in the whole crew, it seems like. Y'all just like,
yeah, we've been working, man. We've been in the studio every week putting stuff together, man. Working on a couple little projects that we're working on. I'm working on my solo joint as well, which should be done around November. That's what we're going for.
Oh.
Hey, November's coming quick.
Yeah.
Are you gonna do any singing in yours?
What's that?
Mean, hey,
maybe if I feel that bug in me, shoot, I might do a little something.
I think you can get away with it.
Yeah, if I can make it happen, man. If I can put it together and it sounds right, shoot, I'll do it, man.
Shoot, Carl Thomas did.
Whatever sounds dope. He sure did, and he was nice too.
Damn it, Carl Thomas thing again. You know you're gonna carry that with you every day. Yo. How you like that Carl Thomas joint?
Shoot, you just do a sample for Carl. Yeah, man. Man, your cadence is sick.
You say
though.
Sample of Carl Thomas joint.
That's sick, bro. That's sick, man.
Yo, that was it was definitely a banger, man. Did you ever do any mixtapes, man, back in the day or anything? Cause
I did a couple mixtapes, probably about five, 6 years ago. They're on SoundCloud, actually, under Kaz-Music.
Okay.
I actually did two mixtapes. One was called Sweet Dreams, and the other one was called The Wake Up Call. Mostly produced by they were all produced by Rashad and Nicotine for Elevator Music. Yeah, I did those a little while back.
Yeah, we got to pull them up.
That's what I think I've heard your name. I was like, I know her back in the day. Yeah.
Okay. So, how long have you been doing music yourself? How long have you been doing it?
Pretty much since the end of high school. Junior, senior year of high school. That's pretty much when I actually, mustered up the courage to go up in there and do something. It took me a while to kind of develop, how I wanted to sound and everything. When you first start and you don't really know. I wasn't one of those people that was just a natural at it. I had to work at it for a minute, man, before I could kind of develop how I wanted to sound on the joint. So I started off and I went through the jokes and everything. People had jokes and stuff like that. But, you keep working at it. Things got better. So
y'all all been rocking together since high school then, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Dang, that's what's up, man.
Yeah.
That's like a brotherhood right there. Y'all like a fraternity. Yeah. Hip-hop fraternity in the building. A brotherhood. That's what's up.
If the Woo was in Ohio for a while, this is the new version of Woo right here.
Right, it's the new Woo. The Ohio Woo.
Yeah.
North City 8 to be... I don't know why I was almost at the cuss, but I kept it back.
I need to hear more, man. I'm really interested in hearing this album, man. How many tracks you got with J. Rawls on there, man? On this one?
We got a couple that we're working on right now. We're still working to get a little bit more from him.
Oh, okay.
I got two in particular that I'm working on. But there's other, besides him, there's a few other ones that we got up our sleeve that, they sound pretty nice, man.
Rashad?
I definitely would like more from J. Rawls as well.
Got some Rashad production, of course, probably?
I'm not really sure about that one. I might see if we can get something out of him. He's a busy man. He got a lot of stuff he's working on as well. Definitely, but I got old joints with him. Definitely. He's been one of my influences as well. So, yeah, definitely.
So we got a city full of producers.
We do.
Are you in the? Are y'all working all within the in house? Are you open to? Outside, outsource anybody that makes beats that may be like, yo, man, check me out. Is that a possibility? Like an up and coming producer in the city could probably,
Yeah, because a lot of times I might reach out to some people, but a lot of times a PA will send me some stuff that he comes across. Him and Coast City, they come across a lot of stuff. They have stashes and stashes of beats, and a lot of times I'll just hit them up like, yo, just send me something, man. So a lot of times I've been getting a lot of stuff from them, and then those among the actual producers that I've pretty much been working with, like AU and Nicotine and stuff like that. So
As an MC, I always ask, I'm curious to know, are you a writer? Do you have to hear, you just write something, or you got to hear the music and then write to the music, or you can just write something offhand?
Most of the time I try to hit the beats first, man. I try to hit the beats first to see the type of feeling that I get from them. Normally comes within if I hear some if they stand out, then I'm pretty much on it and I'm already working on it. Like as soon as I get to hearing it, there's been a few times where I just kind of would just think of a little hook or something in my head, and I hit a producer up and I kind of kick it to them, and then because they're so talented, man, they'll find something that matches with it, and we can go ahead and work from there. But for the most part, a lot of times I like to hear the beat first and have my little alone time to work on it and see what I can do, So a lot of times I try to sit with it for a little minute, because, you know, sometimes you can hear something and feel something one day, and then, like, the very next day, it could be a completely different feeling. So I pretty much sit on it for, like, a day or two and really try to work on it once I get it.
Some MCs is the biggest, roughest critics with their music, you know what I'm saying? And you'd be like, man, are you like an artist who just, you know, you put something together and you could put it out, or you let it linger and be like, man, you know, I don't know, and it'd be dope, you know?
Yeah. You know, I've done that before. I've done that before. And wow. Then people told me, like, I've done that before, man. I've sat on stuff for a long period of time and I hated it. And then other people were here like, man, what you doing? You know, you need to go ahead and just play. And then I have other producers that'll just tell me, just, you know, just do it and just move on to the next one. You don't got so much time to be just sitting there focusing on one joint forever.
Yeah.
So a lot of times I just try to keep it moving.
And that is some great advice, cause that is the most other MC has to hear that.
Yeah.
Do it and move on. Right. You know how many MCs I know in Columbus alone that have some great work, but they so critical against themselves that they won't bring it out.
Right. And that's crazy, because I've known over the years, I've known a whole lot of people that have been so dope to me. I thought they was crazy with it. And a lot of times they were so hard on themselves, or they get discouraged because things were moving fast enough, and then they just stopped completely. And it was crazy, because there are times that there are people that I was really looking up to coming up, and I thought they were so nice with it, and they just gave it all up because they wasn't really feeling it. Like, I don't know, man, it maybe just gave them a different feeling, or they didn't feel it as much as I did. So
I think we may know the same persons. So I know a lot. And it's almost like, you know, like we got MCs like Jay, we got like Wayne, you know, they do, like, even Pac when he was alive, he done so much music. That's why he was able to do so much music. I mean, just lay this down, go to the next track, lay this down, go to the next one, instead of sitting here pondering over, is this good enough? You can't do that.
Right. And on top of that, even when writing, you can sit there and write and take forever to write something and just kind of psych yourself out with it. Like, that same type of intensity that you have when you first write it, that excitement, like, you feeling like, oh, this is dope. And then after you sit on it for like a week or two, and you just sit there playing it through your head or spin it to yourself, and then it just becomes kind of diluted. So when you finally go record it, it's just not as, it's not what it was when you first heard it. You know what I mean? So it's like, a lot of times you just got to hurry up and do that.
Wow.
Sound like me and my DJ at times. Like, this mix is whack. And then everybody be like, that bitch was fine. I'll be like, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, that's definitely good advice, man.
Yeah, that's some great advice. That's some great advice. We glad that you just did it and move on, you know, because with what we just played, Fuego, straight fire.
No, appreciate it. Sure. And that was one of the quick ones, man. I just kind of wrote that pretty quick and just did that and kept it moving.
That was quick.
because a lot of times when you really feeling it, like, well, with me, I don't know about anybody else, but when you really feeling it, it's kind of like easier to write. You know what I mean? Like, as soon as you hear and you go through it, like, some of my better joints that I've done have been stuff that I've done quick. So, man.
Oh.
Wow. So, well, hey, that's a good setup for this next joint that we're about to play. Karl Malone. As you said, this is Kaz, a.k.a. the Game Changer himself, a.k.a. Lightskin, Karl Malone.
Deliver, man.
He delivers. He is about to deliver. Can you go ahead and set this track up for us?
Yeah. This is the track, Karl Malone, off the 50 Jumper soundtrack that we're working on. That would be featuring myself, my man P.A. Flex, and my man Luke, a.k.a. Luchini, produced by the Audio Unit, AU. And that's Instagram, THA Audio Unit. But yeah, pretty much, man, North City.
Well, the atmosphere the first couple of days, we was, I think, overpassing and trying to be too unselfish, Bob. But the last three or four days, after we got the wake-up call from the development squad beating us, it's been night and day. Everybody's believing in each other there and doing the job. And the main thing is no ego. And that's what I was hoping for. And that's what we got. We have no ego.
Smell the aroma when I roll up. Slow motion round the corner. Get you open, baby. Say I'm older. Shit ain't over till it's over, baby. It's been a long road from trips up on that Coda, baby. City center runs from Cinnabons. Catching all the ladies. Flashbacks would show their memories are sort of faded. Still my dig up in my past to get me motivated. Caviar dreams within my reach. How could I conversate with those that can't compete? I got them hating, taking several seats. Cause they on another level that they'll never reach. Mature nigga, still I will deliver. Like a game of pickup when I'm dishing, everybody eats. Giving goals and picking rolls, take it to the hole. A mailman like Karl Malone, push the envelope. And y'all be sleeping, swear y'all dozing on my niggas though. But when we speaking, leave them frozen like it's 10 below. Yo, it's the season that we go for what we wishing for. Before the greed, my niggas roll like AZ, Rich, and Poe. If we believe it, ain't no telling where this shit could go. So unpredictable, but fuck it, here we go.
We get the job done. On the block, man, I used to guard bribe money. You get the point, put your guard up, stop done. Got all the buckets, wonder why you haven't got one. Cause you not a hot one. We get the job done. On the block, man, I used to guard bribe money. You get the point, put your guard up, stop done. Got all the buckets, wonder why you haven't got one. Cause you ain't a hot one. As cold as I was when I was younger, mixed with all the hunger from being born in the third month of the summer. Shout out to Sundiata, bastard, the brilliant father, beautiful queen, and we both have our own set of problems. I wouldn't have it any other way though. Honeymoon San Diego, next of kin always Seiko. My pen infinite fuego, all I do is just say go. I write some words for you and then call you Jose Canseco. Champion sound like my voice does. At my feet they throwing rosebuds. I'm floating down the street, everyday moneymaker. Do I need a savior or do I need a baker? Spiritual sounds like her voice does. Elegant wine selection, smoking on choice buzz. The heavy lifter, better known as Big Dipper. The dark liquor sipper. Y'all don't hear me though.
We get the job done. On the block, man, I used to guard bribe money. You get the point, put your guard up, stop done. Got all the buckets, wonder why you haven't got one. Cause you not a hot one. We get the job done. On the block, man, I used to guard bribe money. You get the point, put your guard up, stop done. Got all the buckets, wonder why you haven't got one. Cause you ain't a hot one.
Hey, yo. I'm a product of Jackson Pool and Terry Spy. On the go since 15, don't tell me to stop. Used to ask Dante Black to give me a shot. Now do you wanna work with P, holla at nigga God. See, y'all don't hear me though. I'm a young nigga with an old soul. Watching 90s videos now in 2018. Wanna change the whole scene. Wanna leave when everybody chose to do the same thing. But I'd rather be making dough off these rap flows instead of pushing Amazon packs of Avos. With this music nowadays, how I'm supposed to grind? Bodies torn to pieces on the daily because of overtime, but I can't complain. That's what keep me sane. I vow to never let life diminish my flame that came from this rap shit. It's something so magic. I could never lose music. That thought is so tragic. Made a name for myself, but niggas ain't take me serious. Now I'm global, but still local. You mad hearing this? Fiji water to HD, ain't nothing clear as this. Canton City ain't bitch made, they don't put fear in us. Listen, even if rapping was a fair plan, I would still get the same love as a mailman. As far as rap, you know who got the throne. That's AU, Cass, PA, Flex, and Jean P. It's Karl Malone.
Oh, gosh.
Fuego!
Hey.
Man, that who produced that track again? One more time.
That was AU, the audio unit.
Oh man, we were talking about that beat was just sick, man.
Yeah, you know, we was you know, when you hear good music, you got to scrunch your face up. You know what I'm saying?
Bobbing the head.
Yeah, the head.
I had my eyes closed. I'm like, man, turn this up louder, bro.
Right. It ain't loud enough.
Oh, man.
I actually got to make a correction, man. That last verse is actually my man, John P, the MC from Canton.
Oh.
I forgot. Yeah, that wasn't Luke. That was John P, the MC from Canton. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him. He's been around for a little minute. But, yeah, John P.
I was just about to ask you that. Like, y'all do any collaborations with anybody outside of 614? But
yeah.
We just had an artist from Cleveland on the show, on one of our other shows, man. And we was like, man, y'all might make a good connection with this cat. You know, he making moves, y'all making moves together. You know, as a whole, you could push Ohio and everybody, you know, help each other out. Get each other's following. You know,
absolutely. I'm open for all of that, man. Anybody trying to make something dope, man, I'm down.
Yeah. So that track right there, though,
man, that's.
Yeah, you had us.
You had
the head nod up in here, like.
I'm about to kick over this mic. That thing's about. So we know you got the rest of this year. So we got we're rounding out summer. We're getting ready for fall, and you got some music, hopefully dropping this coming November, right?
Yes, sir.
So what else? What else? What else can we expect from Cause this year? What else can we expect from you?
We're also working. Me, PA. The whole North City crew, we're working on a joint called The Cure. That should be coming out here very shortly, within the next month or two. Where it's all four of us, me, Coast City, and PA and Luke, produced pretty much by everybody that I named before. We got joints from all of them. It's a joint called The Cure. So be on the lookout for that here coming up soon. A lot more tracks of that caliber. So, yeah, definitely, we're working, man. And also PA, you know, PA has his joint coming out here in the next couple months, as well as Luke. And Coast City got his stuff done too. So we're all dropping here. We're trying to hit it up in the fall.
Oh yeah, you're gonna this coming fall winter is gonna be hot. We already know that. It's gonna be hot. Sure. Hey, sure. You know you all are family. You all family right now. So you know y'all welcome back anytime.
Absolutely, we appreciate it, man.
So, Kaz, how can they follow you on social media?
I'm on Instagram at KODOUBLEO.
Let's try that one again. KODOUBLEO.
Yes, sir. And I'm on Twitter, but I don't really be. I can't remember the last time I did something on there. I'm on Twitter. Under at True Delivery, TRU Delivery on Twitter. And yeah, Facebook, Kaz Oliver, KAZ Oliver. That's pretty much where you can find me. Find all the tracks on all the streaming services, iTunes, Spotify. I'm not sure if we have a SoundCloud yet, but we'll go ahead and put that down as well.
Hey, like I said,
it's available everywhere.
Oh, you want to run that IG back again?
I got it.
You got it? Okay, you got it?
Yeah.
What's the IG again?
It is... I just saw it off of your page.
Oh, off of my page? How you going to cheat like that? Just go to Hef page.
True that. There you go. Hey, before you go, man, all of y'all are hip-hop heads, and I want to try this little segment real quick. Okay. You know, all MCs have this
alter ego.
That's a good way to say it.
Beyonce and Sasha Fierce.
Right.
You know, who you like that? You know.
Right. Which persona of these MCs did you like better? Well, okay, example. Tupac or Machiavelli? Which one did you like better?
I like Tupac.
Everybody like Tupac.
Because Tupac, you know, before, I was more of a fan of Tupac before the death row with Tupacalypse Now. And,
Yes!
Strictly for my niggas, you know what I mean?
Yes!
Me Against the World. Me Against the World is probably my favorite Tupac album, you know. That whole album was just fire to me.
And I'm like you. I like Tupacalypse. Because Trap was my favorite one. Trap, you know, you got me trapped.
Yeah.
With
that one, I think when my homie called, that was my joint.
Oh, yeah.
True that. So you said maybe Death Row killed Tupac. You know what I mean? One more. Common or common sense?
I think common sense, man.
Whoa! Thank you. Like, thank you.
You know, the orange pineapple juice and stuff like that. You know, from back in the day. Yeah, that was my joint, man.
Let me borrow. Cut it.
But I still like the Like Water for Chocolate. That's still my favorite common album. You know what I mean? But, yeah, definitely common sense, man. Back when he's a little more underground.
Right. As well, right. It wasn't so old slavery songs. Oh, that's a whole nother common, too.
Yeah. This is back when he rocked the hoodie, man. Before he started doing the button up. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. And one last question. Dead or alive, if you had a chance to collab with one artist, who would you want to collab with?
Probably
R&B, hip hop. It doesn't matter.
Probably Kendrick. Probably Kendrick, because he got some wild off the wall stuff, and I think that it'd be nice to see if I could possibly keep up with. I mean, I know I can keep up with him, but you know, I like the different type of styles. So he's kind of all over the place, and I feel like I try to not stay in one box, man. I don't want to be just considered one type of MC. You know, I like to be one that can pretty much hit any type of range, whatever is necessary. So, probably Kendrick, man.
Oh, that's what's up. Okay, and Kyle, like I said, I thank you for giving us some of your time this evening. Like I said, you family, you know, this is your platform. Anything you got, you want to come back? Hey,
yes, sir.
We got you.
Appreciate it, man.
You want to give any shout outs before you take off?
Shout out to my family, my kids, my mom, my dad, North City, PA, Luke, Coast City, AU, Elevator Music, Rashad, everybody, man. Everybody has been around for a while, man. My man Nicotine. Shout out to my man Nicotine, man. My man Nicotine, that's been the guy that I've been working with since day one. Like, that's been my producer from pretty much from when I started up until now. He's done a good majority of my joints that I've done, and he's worked with me through everything. We done had our times where we were sitting there laughing at my joints and having little throwaway tracks and everything. So shout out to my man Nicotine too, man.
Okay. Hey, that's what's up. Hey, that's Kaz, member of the North City. Thank you. Like I said, your family, you're welcome back anytime.
Come back in November when you drop that album for sure, bro.
Absolutely, yeah. Man. I appreciate it, man. Thank y'all for having me.
And hey, yo, I know it's about time for us to get up out of here. Is this about time, bro? And man, we got to cut it short again. Thank Kaz for coming on. And until next week, follow me on IG. That's Hef Chula on IG.
At DJ DEEPOISC, the poise on everything.
And until next week, we out. Peace.
Yeah.
Join us next time on Side Hustle Radio. Highlights, the past shows, and more. Link up with Side Hustle Radio on Facebook.